Okay, now the Gemara is going off into a tangent on another Mishnah, for the next Amud at least. Tznan Hashem, we're on your testament, I'll at the bottom. Tznan Hashem, Al HaMakat Shenim Tzeitz B'Basar, there is a Mishnah that says that they were made on a needle that was found in the meat of a carbon. Shasakin vayodayim tahoros, that the knife and the Kohen's hands remain tahor, vahabasar tamei, and the flesh of the animal where this needle was found is tamei. Nimtzeis beperish, if you found it in the contents of the stomach, not in the meat, the contents of the stomach, then everything is tar. Because there's no basar, the perish is not edible. It's the stam, the refuse. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Rashi? No Rashi. Okay. Om Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said, Zachinu she'ein tumas yadayim b'mikdash. From this Mishnah, we are able to learn that there's no tumas yadayim in the mikdash, because it says that the sakin and the yadayim of the kohen remain tar. So where it says the name shein tumas yadayim v'kelim b'mikdash, the ma'aseh it says not only are the hands of the kohen tar, but the knife is also tar. So why didn't Rabbi Akiva say that we see from this Mishnah two things? One is they weren't gozer tumah on the yadayim. We'll see in 1 second why I would think that the Kohen's hands are tameh, and also that they weren't gozer tumah on kelim in the mikdash either. Kirashi, zachin, zachinu, zechus v'tova v'revach v'tzakona yilonu, mehetsu kodshi. Rabbi Akiva said we see from this Mishnah that the Rabbanan gave a special benefit in the Beis HaMikdash, that they weren't gozer the regular tumah, that they were gozer on hands. Shelo nigzer gzeres yadayim b'mikdash litamei b'davar shein b'tamei odam. Right? And outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Rabbanan made a lot of gzeres that a person's hands become tamei from things that normally don't make a person tamei. Later on we're going to say that the needle that was tameh wasn't something that could possibly be tameh a person min haTorah. But l'maisa, something like that is still metameh yadayim. De'ilu chutz l'mikdash metameh yadayim betumah koldu afilu stamah mishum yadayim askoniyos. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, they made a lot of gzeres that if you touch things that even never could have a tumah d'oraisa on making the person tameh, makes his hands tameh. And you need to till his yadayim. And even stam yadayim, person doesn't know that he touched anything tameh. But he didn't guard his hands. But tahara, stam yadayim also need netilas yadayim for truma. So therefore, what's it called? In the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't make these gzeres. And even things that don't make a person tameh, don't make his hands tameh either. The name of Nami Zochinu Shein Tumas Kalim Bamikdash, that there's no tumah for Kalim in the Rabbanan, the Dovrin Shematami Min HaTorah. It said over here that not only were the hands of the Kohen tar, but the Sakin was also tar. Mashma, that in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't make zeres of things that normally are not Metame Kalim, being Metame Kalim in the Rabbanan. Dehilu B'chulin, because outside the Beis HaMikdash, goes the Rabbanan Beituma. The Rabbanan made things that are not Metame Kalim, Metame them in the Rabbanan. The Apple Gabin Viraisa Tor, Kinisnan Gabin Yud Chestover, the Ha'ochlin, the Ha'kalim, Shiniknu B'mashkim. Specifically, Mashkim are Metame Kalim, Mid Rabbanan. Right? Mashkim Tmeim, make Kalim Arishon. And here it says the mashkin become a rishon, and they make kalim or matamik kalim in the rabbanan. And here it says the sakin is also tor. So then, why didn't Rabbi Akiva pick up on both things? We're zocher in the Beis HaMikdash. We benefit You see, from this Mishnah, we benefit that not only are Yodayim Tahorim, where normally they be Tami outside the Beis HaMikdash, Kelim also are Tahor. Omer of Yehuda Marav, the same Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina, Yodayim Kodim Gzeres Kelim Nishma. Now, Rabbi Akiva was talking in a period of time where they already made the Gzera on Yodayim, that there are things that are Matami the Yodayim with the Rabbanim, that can't be Matami a person in the Torah. And it was before the Gzera of Kelim. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva said, even at this period, there are things that are Matami Yodayim, that are not Matami a person, and in the Beis HaMikdash that doesn't apply, but there weren't things that were Matami Kelim, right, outside, that weren't Matami Min HaTorah. There was no Gzera the Rabbanon on Tumas Kelim from Mashkin. And therefore, that's the period of time that Rabbi Akiva was talking about. So he didn't mention Kalim, because even outside the Beis HaMikdash, there was no Gzera on Kalim yet. Amarova v'hatarvayu bo b'yom gozru. Is that true? There wasn't a time that Yadayim were Tmeyim and Kalim, they didn't make a Gzera. They both Gzeras were made on the same day. The day that they, that, what's it called? The day they made the Yud Ches Tavar. This man, HaSefer, v'hayadayim, v'hatfuyom, v'ha'ochlim, v'ha'kelim sh'nitnu b'mashkin. Say the fairies. The gzera on a sefer, that if you touch a sefer, right, your hands have become tummy. Because they used to keep svarim next to truma, and the mice would come and eat the truma, and eat the svarim. So to preserve the svarim, they said that if you touch a sefer, your hands become tummy, and you'll keep it far away from truma. Yadayim stam yadayim. Yadayim that you didn't guard, but Tahara automatically tamei, and they need to till a Shaddai. Tvul Yom. Right? The Gemara asks Rashi, says, Tvul Yom is Minatot. So the Gemara says, take it out. It shouldn't be here. So forget about Tvul Yom. Teha Ochlim, Teha Kalim, Shenitnu B'mashkim. And Ochlim and Kalim that became tamei with Mashkim. So Mashkim are also Matame Kalim, even though normally they weren't. And Mashkim that are a sheni, make a sheni of the same thing by ochlim, because mashkin become a rishon. That was also part of the gzera. So you see, they all were the same thing. Yodayim and kalim that are nitma through mashkin, that normally the Torah wouldn't be tamtame. So you can't say it was talking of a period where this gzera was and this one wasn't. They're all in the same mishnah. Elam arava, hanach v'tumasakin, Tafilu Bechulin Lami Lamatami. Now leave the Shakin alone, because in the case of that Mishnah, there was nothing that could be Matame the Shakin, even Midrabanan, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. So there was no benefit specifically in the Beis HaMikdash that Shakin didn't become Tame, because it had been outside the Beis HaMikdash, it wouldn't have become Tame either. Why? I Shakin the Nagabamai. What did the Shakin touch? That outside the Beis HaMikdash, it would have been Tamei, but inside was a tremendous benefit that it wasn't. Elay Medinogav Abbasar, or Enoch Matamei Kli, even Medrabanan. They never made a Gzera that food is Matamei Kli. The Ela Dinogav Machat, it touched the pin, the needle, the shakin, the knife. For Ein Kli Matamei Kli, even Medrabanan. They never made a Gzera that a Kli is Matamei another Kli. Unless that Kli is an Avatuma. But anything less than an Avatuma is not Matame Kelim. So therefore, and there was no Mashkim over here. The only Gzera they made was on Mashkim. On Yadayim, they were Gozer, even Stam Yadayim. So the Yadayim over there, that even had a Suffolk, maybe they became Tame, to become Tame. But the Kalim, there was no mashka there that even outside the Beis HaMikdash should have been Kamtamit. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva didn't say, tremendous benefit. Even the knife didn't become Tamei because they weren't gozer on Kalim inside the Beis HaMikdash. This scenario, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Kalim wouldn't have been Tamei. Rashi. Yodayim kodim gzeres Kalim nishnu litami midrabonim. The Rabbanan made their gzeres in two stages. First they said, Yodayim become Tamei midrabonim. And then later on, they made that gzera of Kalim becoming Tamei from Mashkin. כשהעידו עדו זו, עם רבי עקיבא, was נגד this עדס, עדיין לא נגזר גזירה סחונים על תומס קיילן דרבונן. דרבונן did not yet make that גזירה on תומס ידיים דרבונן. לפיכך לא יוכל לומר זכינו שאין תומס קיילן בנקטש. תהי שייטה אפילו ביעלמה נמי לא הבא. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva couldn't say, we have this benefit that Tumas Kalim doesn't exist in the Beis HaMikdash, because at that time, it didn't even exist outside the Beis HaMikdash. Tumas Kalim and the Rabbanim. Well, this is not true. Bo Bayom, Balias Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorom, Ubi Yitzias HaShabbos, Disnan Elu Postness HaTruma. The Yud Ches Dover, all were made on the same day. And they include HaSefer, the Hasim before his time, Mishum Takonis Svar. They said that if you touch a sefer, your hands become tummy. And the reason was to save the svarim. Shayim minichnas asvarim matruma, the achbarim ochlim osam. They used to leave svarim together with truma for safekeeping, and the mice would come to eat the truma, they eat the sefer. So they make sure you wouldn't put svarim next to truma, because if you touch a sefer, your hands were tummy, and you'd be matami the truma. Vayadayim atilu stama. Stam yadayim. Imnoga betruma below the tilus yadayim. If you touch truma without the tilus yadayim, you're matami the truma. V'hatvul yom, v'hasim parach ad yoreisehi, a tvul yom, a guy who was actually tame, went to the mikveh, and the sun hasn't set, remains tame. Sounds like that's a tuma de rabbana. That's a doreisa tuma. U'mashani samim mikan tvul yom. It's a mistake. Shouldn't be here. Take it out. Elo amar rova, Vadek var nigzra al kelim et rabbanan, shiatamu b'mashke. Umiyu hocha lekamashke. They already made that zera, that a kli that touched a mashke tamei becomes tamei. Mit rabbanan. But over here, hanach letumasakin, tafilu b'chulin, shilo koshu latsivan, lo shayti buwacha tumalas lasakin. Here, according to this case, even if the sakin had been outside the Beis HaMikdash, it wouldn't have become tamei. There was nothing to be matamei. The high sack in the Nagabamai, Shiatamu, what did it touch that it should become Tame even the Rabbanim? Lo Basar, the Lo Tmachak, if it touched the Basar, it wouldn't become Tame even the Rabbanim, and if it touched the Nigam, it wouldn't become Tame even the Rabbanim. Ein Yecholim L'Tamu, neither of them can make it Tame. The Ein Ochel, the Lo Kli, Sheinu Avatuma, Metam and Keu, even with the Rabbanim, I feel him with the Rabbanim. The Lo Gazru, Chachomim, the Divreim, Tumala Keilim, they were afraid that if a mashke touched a kli, that if it wasn't tameh, people would confuse that and mashkim of a zava is spit, and other body fluids are an avatuma, and they are matameh kelim. So they're matameh all kelim that touched mashkim for fear that you would think that even the mashke of a zava is not matameh. But that's only mashkim. And here, the needle and the basar are not mashkim. There's no mashkim over here. So it's only the sakin touching one of them. Even if it touched them outside the Beis HaMikdash, they wouldn't be matami. So it's no big benefit of being in the Beis HaMikdash that the sakin didn't become tami. But lamaisa, the hands of the Kohen, is a big deal. Because the hands of a Kohen, if it would have been outside, would have needed netilas shadayim, here the mice, his hands didn't become tummy.
Isn't there
Tom? What?
Isn't there
Tom? No, there wasn't. It was after it was shechted, whatever. There's no blood there. Blood comes out of the neck. But there's no blood inside the animal. It's all in the veins and the arteries. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. Hai machet my avidite. What kind of machet was this? How did the machet get tome? Ine masafik machet. It's talking about a machet that was sofik tome. We're not sure if this machet became tome or not. Veho itmar revelosu rebiosu rebchenina. Chavamar lo gozra sofik harokin shibiru shalayim. Vechavamar lo gozra sofik akelim shibiru shalayim. Right, one testified that the Rabbanan never made roke, spit. We're not sure if it came from a zav or it came from a healthy person. It's tameh or tahar. So sofik harokin b'Yerushalayim, they weren't gozera. Because Yerushalayim is a mishus harabim, so min ha-Torah it's not tameh.
suffix, whether it's tummy or not, it's ketor. And the Rabbanan weren't gozer on suffix rokim only outside Yerushalayim, not in Yerushalayim, in order not to make more tuma in Yerushalayim and perhaps be matzid kachim for no reason. And the other one testified that they weren't gozer on suffix kelim Yerushalayim. If you have something, it's a suffix kli. Suffix tummy, suffix tar. They're not tar, it's tar, because suffix tumah v'rishus arabim is tar. But in Yerushalayim, they weren't even matami of midrabanan. Outside Yerushalayim, they're matami of midrabanan. Rashi, my avidite, the matami basar. How does this needle become tame that it's matame the meat? Suffix machar, lo yadina di tame tar, v'shal mihaisa. We don't know if this machat was tameh or tahor. We don't know who owned it and who touched it. Al sofik harokin lomer shemesh shal zavu shal nivahein. Barokim avatumahein l'tameh adam. T'chsiv v'yichiyoro kazav. Right? If it's spit from a zav, it's an avatumah. If it's spit from a regular person, could be it's not tameh. So sofik, where do you find the spit? You don't know whose it is. So they weren't gozer tumah on that spit in Yerushalayim. Machat, oh, so we didn't get it yet, okay. So Mora says, Omer of Yehuda Marat, you're going to off the little machat tamei meis, the hikir of a basar. No, it's talking about a machat that we knew was tamei. And then you saw it inside the flesh, and we don't know what's it called, whether it touched it or not. You saw it was there, but we don't know if it touched it or not. So that is the what's it called, the suffix. So it's not Suffik machat, it's suffik negiya. Rashi, suffik machat shel tamei meis, shu avatuma. This is an avatuma. V'hamachat atzmo avatuma. Decheret harikacholam. Right? So the machat was an avatuma. L'kamei porach, later on the Gemara is going to ask, amai hasakin v'yadayim tamei. It's talking about a machat that was tamei, what's it called? Mekabel tuma from a tamei meis. Somebody who touched the corpse, then the machat becomes at the same level as the person who touched it, like we learned before. Cheref hikachol. The male it's matame other than the kelim. Right? So why does it say that the what's it called that the knife and the kohen or tar, forget about tumas yadayim. They should become tame because they didn't touch the machat, and the machat's an avatuma and it's matame other than the kelim. It's a tefillah of Arab Shemesh Deoraisa. That's a tumah Deoraisa. If it's talking about a machat that was a tamei meis. Mora says, gufa. That's what Mora says now. Rav Yossi, Bravov, and Omar, Kigon Shehoisa, Porach Hasuma, Uba Michutz Yerushalayim. It's talking where we know this needle originated outside Yerushalayim. They weren't gozer Tumas Kalim in Yerushalayim. But if the needle already was a Suffolk, what it was outside Yerushalayim, it remains Suffolk Tame, the Gzeira Tuma on Kalim remains even if you bring it into Yerushalayim. So this para was muzzled. We know for sure it didn't eat anything in Yerushalayim. So this needle had to have come from outside Yerushalayim, and then the regular Tuma, they were gozer, on the Machat applied to it. So then, it's a machat that's only tamei mit rabbanan. It's not matamei kelim. It's not matamei adam. So only the, what's it called, the basar became tamei. And the hands of the kohen, which should have become tamei mit rabbanan, right, didn't become tamei. Rabbi Yossi Bravov and Omar, olam sotik machat. It's talking about a machat that we're not sure if it was tamei or not. Talking that the parah was muzzled and came in from outside Yerushalayim. For sure, this pin, this needle, came from outside Yerushalayim. He couldn't have swallowed the needle in Yerushalayim because it was muzzled the whole time from the time it came into Yerushalayim. That, therefore, is a suffix on Kalim from outside Yerushalayim. And even though the needle is now in Yerushalayim, But if it became Tomei, it would have become Tomei outside Yerushalayim. There they were gozer on Shafik Kalim that they're Tomei. Gufa. Rav Elezer, Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina, Chagamar lo gozer al Shafik HaRokin Shib Yerushalayim, Chagamar lo gozer al Shafik HaKalim Shib Yerushalayim. Now we're going back to what we said before. I'm going to discuss that. We have an Eidus of Rav Elezer and Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina. One of them was made that they weren't gozer on Sotik Rokin. If you find spit in Yerushalayim, and you don't know if it was from a Zav, or from an Adam Tameh, or from an Adam Tahar, it's Tahar. Since Minat Torah it's Tahar, because Sotik Tumah Pishus Arabim is Tahar, the Rabbanim weren't gozer. Outside Yerushalayim, they were gozer on Sotik Rokin, that they're Tameh, at least the Rabbanim. And one said that they weren't gozer on Sotik Kalim. You have a kli. You're not sure if it's Tomei or not. So the Rabbanan were gozer outside Yerushalayim, that if it's Tomei, the Rabbanan, inside Yerushalayim, they weren't gozer. They left it Tahar like it is from the Torah. Mora says, Rokim Tanina Kalim Tanina. What's Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Chanina telling us to speak Chedushim? They're Betherish and Mishnais. Both of them are Mishnais. I don't need Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yosef to be made on something that's a Betherish and Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? This man, Kol HaKalim, Rokin, Tanina, this man, right? We have a Mishnah that says that Safek Rokin in Yerushalayim are Tahar. Kol HaRokin am Tzoyim Yerushalayim Tahorim. Chutz Mishel Shulka Elyon. All spit that you find in Yerushalayim is Tahar, except for spit in the upper Shuk. Because the people who were Tamei used to bedavka walk in the upper shuk to keep away from the people who were Tahar. So there it's mukhzak that if the spit was found in the upper shuk, it mistamas from another Tamei. Because all the Zavim and Tzoroyim would walk in the upper shuk and not the lower shuk. But anything found in the lower shuk, there were Tameim who walked in the lower shuk too. Could be that it's Tamei. They weren't Gozeran. Where it says, Lotzricha afogav dischazik Zav. Now the chiddush that you don't know from the Mishnah is, what if you know for sure a Zav was walking down the street in the Shuk HaTachton? And then you found spit. From the Mishnah, I wouldn't know. Maybe since we know for sure a Zav was walking there, that then it is Tamei Midravon. Kamash Malan, that no, even if it was a Schazik, a Zav, they weren't Tamei Midravon. Kalin Tanina, we have a Mishnah that says that they weren't gozer on Sotik Kalin, Tisnan, Kol HaKalim and Tzoyim Yerushalayim, all Kalim that were found, that are found in Yerushalayim. We don't know if they're Tomei or Tahar. So Derech Yerida LeBeis HaTvila Tmei. If you find them, they used to have roads that led to the Mikvah. So one road led to the Mikvah, and they had another road that you used when you went came out of the Mikvah. Okay, when you bring Kalim to the Mikvah, that the people who were Tomei and the people who were Tahar shouldn't meet. They shouldn't come in contact with each other. So they are road for people who were Tameh, with Kalim Tameim, bringing them to the Mikvah, and another road for people who were Tahar, with Kalim Tahorim, who are coming back from the Mikvah. So if you found the Kalim on the road going to the Mikvah, then you could assume that there were Kalim Tameim that somebody was bringing to the Mikvah. Right? Hadi Alma Tahorim. Mashma, if you didn't find them on that road, the going to the mikvah, you found them stabbed somewhere in Yerushalayim, they're Tahar. So what do I need one of these Tanoim to tell me this Chiddush? It's a Mishnah. Well, it says, no, the Tameich, you can't infer that from that Mishnah. Aim a safer, look at the end of that Mishnah. Derech Aliyah Tahorim. If you found them on the road coming out of the mikvah, then they're Tahar. The Alma Tameim Mashma, that if you found them stabbed, not on the road coming out of the mikvah. On the road coming out of the mikvah, it's pretty clear that they're Tahar. They've been in the mikvah. What would they be doing on that road? Mashma, if you found it anywhere else, they're Tamei. Elo Reisha Davka, Seifa Lav Davka. You have to say that the Reisha Davka, if you found the Davka on the road going to the mikvah, that's when they're Tamei. Anywhere else is Tahar. And the fact that it said if you found them on the road going out of the mikvah is Lav Davka. Anywhere they'll be Tahar. So why did the Sefer say Davka the road going out of the mikvah? Ulafuke Gezaisa. Because there is another place where they are what's it called, where they're tamei, and that is, there's another place I would think maybe they'd be tamei, and that is the alleyways that go into the roads that come into the mikveh and out of the mikveh. Most of the roads in Yerushalayim are not going to mikvahs. So there it's tahor for sure. At all the places in Yerushalayim. The place that's going down to the mikveh, there they were gozer tumah. Because it's pretty clear that the thing was tameh, for sure. The alleyways that go into the roads that go to the mikveh, there also it's tameh. Because there we know for sure the thing was tameh. It's obviously on its way to the mikveh. We're not sure if it became tahor or not. Is it in the alleyway going out of the mikveh or going into the mikveh? These alleyways were accessible to both roads. Then, since we know that Kli was for sure tameh at some point, because somebody was dealing with the mikveh, either coming from the mikveh or going to the mikveh with this Kli, then, since it's a suffix, they left it tameh. But Kalim, that we don't know any reason that they were tameh for sure, and the question is not did they become tahor, but did they become tameh, there they weren't going to Rashi. A suffix. The Tmeim used to stay in the upper shuk in order not to mingle with the people who were tar. The Afagav is Chazikzav, Shiraniu over Bishuk, Zesh and Insabarov. The Chiddush that Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yosef Rechanina is saying is that we saw a Zav walk through the Shuk Hatachto. We know for sure there was a Zav there. Then we found this spit. So Ashmi'inon, the Logosru, the Kulei Hailo, Shamanim Asnisa. That we couldn't have learned from the Mishnah. Well, we know for sure there was a Zav. Comes along one of these Tanayim and tell me all the Rokim are tar, even if there was a Chazaka, that there was a Zav there, but we don't know that it's his spit. The Derech Achas HaYoyorim V'Satvila, the Olim B'Derech Acheres. There was one road that led to the Mikveh and another road that led away. And in Shoyim B'Derech HaYorida Tanayim, my bow was some and the tmeim hoy by roots not feel of an awfully metal. What would they be doing on the road going to the mikveh unless they were tamei and somebody was bringing them to the mikveh and lost them there, forgot them there? Derech aliyah tahorim should be looked, but if you find them on the road coming out of the mikveh, they're tahor. Well, the tamei chay masefa umihal vekalamashmina. You couldn't learn from this mishnah what would be the stam case. Because from the Reisha, you could be Matayik, that Stam Kalim are tar. The only ones that are Tameh are the ones on the road to the Mikveh. And from the Sefer, you could learn just the opposite. Stam Kalim are also Tameh. The only ones that are tar are on the road leading from the Mikveh. The Ikala Medik Min Reisha Hachi, Mi Sefer Hachi. Vashmin Hanach Amoroi, to Le'el, to Amri, Lo Gosru, to Reisha Davka. And the, what the Amoroi, what's it called? Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi B'Chanina and Rabbi Lezer told me is that when you learn this Mishnah, you should learn that the Reish is Davka. Only if you found them on the road going to the Mikvah, they tell me. Mikrabon. Diktani b'derech yuridu hudim etmei. Ha'dechol ha'ir tor. But every other road is tor. The Sefer, diktani derech aliyah tahorim. Aye, the Sefer says that only if you find them on the road coming out of the Mikvah, are they tor. Don't learn from that that all other kalim are tameh. Learn from that that if it's in an alley that leads to the roads coming from the mikvah or going to the mikvah, right? Mavuas k'tanim shayu samach l'derech yirida v'aliyah upanim shayu yordim derech olsen mavuas upanim olim. Sometimes they use those alleyways to come to the mikvah or to come out of the mikvah. Then if you found kalim on either of these roads, there they were gozer tumah. Why? Because these kalim were for sure either going to the mikvah or coming out of the mikvah. And they were for sure tameh at some point. So now we don't know if these alleyways were being used to access the mikvah and then they're tameh, or they were used to come out of the mikvah and they were tor. These alleyways were accessible both ways. We know for sure these kalim were once tameh. We're not sure if we found them before they got to the mikveh or after they came from the mikveh, but they definitely were tamei to begin with. Safik naklu v'yorida, safik baliyah. We don't know if it came into the alleyway from the derech yorida or derech aliyah. Mistake alo nafke mituma. Therefore, misafik, you can't say that it's tahar, since we know for sure it was tamei to begin with. Alo shar kelim, safik nikmu, safik lo nikmu, but other kelim that started out tahar. We're not sure if they became tamei or not. They're lo gazrali misafik. They're the rabbanim weren't gozer. L'Rav, the Omer Kagon Sha'avdal Omacha Tamei Meis, the Ikira Babasar, according to Rav, that it's talking about a Macha Tamei Meis, which is an Avatuma, right? And you found it in the flesh. And it said the flesh is Tamei, but the Kohen was Tahar, and the Sakin was Tahar. What? L'Chor, if it's a Macha Tamei Meis, it's Matamei the Kohen Minatora, and it's Matamei the Sakin Minatora. Even the Omar Mar, Bechol, Cherif, Cherif, Yukacholo, since a machat, which is metal, we said, according to everybody, metal, you say, Cherif, Yukacholo, so other the Kelim Nami Latami, then that needle is a Tavatuma. It's a Matami Minatora, the Kohen, and the Socket. On Ravashi, the Zosomeres, Azora Rishusarabimi, the Azores Rishusarabim, the Havi, they Sotik Tumma Rishusarabim. The Chosotik, Tumr, Shusarabin, Stekotar. The Machat was for sure Tame, but we're not sure if it touched the Basar, if it touched the Sakin, or it touched the Kohen. It's a Sufik, whether it actually touched any of these things. And Sufik, what?
You found it on the Basar.
No, you found it in the Basar, not touching the Basar, but in the thing, but not, we don't know if it had actually touched the Basar or not. That's what I mean. Right? Didn't you find it not sticking in the Basar? You found it around the basar. You're not sure if it touched or it didn't touch. No, maybe what's it called? No, it's the opposite. It's not a suffix. It vare touched the basar. Right, the basar's tame because it vare touched the basar. And the other things are tar because we're not sure if the kohen touched it or the sakin touched it. Right, so suffix tumor b'shusarabim is matayer the kohen and the sakin. But it's not a suffix regarding the basar. Many little basar's tame. The Chol Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Steiko Tahar. Where it says, HaB'Shus HaYachid Steiko Tamei, if the Azara would have been a Rishus HaYachid, wouldn't have been a Rishus HaRabim, then you're telling me the Kohen and the Sakin would have been Tamei Misafik? Hai Machat Dov Rishen Bo Das Lishalu. Where do we learn Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid is Tamei? From Sota. Sota is talking about a person who has the Das to ask a Shaila if they became Tamei or not. So it's only things that can ask a shayla that become tamei suffik tumor b'shus hayachid. But if the suffik is on an item, an inanimate object, not on a person, right, or not on something, we'll see, that people are involved with, then what's it called? Then it's tar. Here the suffik is, what's it called? The suffik is on the, right? So the Chora, the Machat, is what's it called, is a Sufik, whether it touched any of these things, the Sufik is on the Machat. And the Machat is a Dover Shein Bo Lisho. Moses says, no, the Sufik's on the Kohen, whether he touched it. The Sufik's, whether the Kohen touched it with a socket. And he's a Dover She'efshir Lisho. The Omer of Yochanan Sotik Tuma Habo Bidei Adam Nishalin Aleha Afilu Bekli Hamunach Al Gabi Karka Tadavar Sheyesh Bodas Lisho. That's called Tadavar Sheyesh Bodas Lisho. Even though the Sotik originated with the thing that's inanimate, but it's something that it has to do with a person, whether he touched it or not, that's called Tadavar Nisho. Rashi. Kivin the Omar Mar, Cherif Harikacholo, the Zun Naga, the Tumas Meis, Shu Avatuma, the Nasagam Amacher Avatuma, the Amaya Sakin, the Yadain Tauros. Order the Caleb Nomi Latame, the Chol Avatuma, Matame Otham the Caleb. Bein kli es kli, bein adam es adam. It doesn't make a difference if the avatum is a kli, it's matame other kelim, and adam. Whether it's an adam who's an avatuma is matame kelim and other people. The parsha says chukas haTorah b'sifri. Azora rosh rishus harabim hi l'tuma. For adam v'satkin sotik nagu b'machat zeh, sotik lo nagu. The Kohen and the Sakin, the Sufik, whether they touched this needle or not, and therefore they're tarred. The Sufik Tumba, the Shusaravim, is tarred. The Havili Sufik Tumba Shusaravim, Seiko Tarred. Uparchinan, Horishus Hayachid, Havi Seiko Tame. Mashma, that if this case would have happened in Rishus Hayachid, right, if the Azora had been Rishus Hayachid, then the Kohen and the knife would have become Tame. A dover shame both as lisho or sakin. Ah, the sakin is a dover shame both as lisho. Why would the sakin have become tummy? The Kohen, yes. Because the Kohen, we're not sure if the Kohen became tummy or not. Okay? But the sakin is a dover shame both as lisho. Why would the sakin become tummy misothe? The logar sin in high machan. Ella nichde dover shame both as lisho. Right? The what's it called? This we're talking about the sakin. The igar sinin lehakim of hashina michti. Hai edus the machat dover shem dover shem bodas lishu hasakin. The edus concerning the it doesn't make a difference that the machat is dover shem bodas lishu, because we're not learning about the thing that is matame. We're learning about the thing that becomes tame, because the sota is the woman who becomes tame through the beer. Right? It's not the thing that's matame. And she is a person who could ask a shayla. So we only learn similar to sota. But the thing that is matame, that's not what's compared to sota. It's the thing that became tame is like the sota. That's the sota. This thing, that thing that becomes tame has to be yesh bodas lisho. So the question's on the sakin, not on the kohen, and not on the machat, because the machat's not the thing that's becoming tame, it's the thing that's making the tumor. And that we don't learn from sota. The chol mi she'en bodas lisho. The chol sotik tumor mi sota gaminen. Ma sota rishus hayochid, the al sotik tmeya, af kol sotik tumas rishus hayochid seiko tame. How do we learn from sota? A woman is a sota, we're not sure if she became tame. In other words, she lived with another man and became usher to her husband or not. If she doesn't go through the whole process of sota, she's usher to her husband. So a sotik tuma of Rishus HaYochid, we're not sure. It happened in Rishus HaYochid because they were alone. Nobody else was there. People were there. They would know if she actually committed adultery or not. Nobody was there except her and the adulterer. So we're not sure what happened. And we say, misafik, she's tame. So all other tumas in Rishus HaYochid, misafik is tame. V'hainu, umina, ma sota yesh bodas lisho. The shayla is on the sota, and she is a person who has das lisho. Im tmei im lav. Of course, yesh bodas lisho. Therefore, the only thing we learn from sota is things that become tamei that can ask the shayla, but not a sakit. To go on adam, sotik noga b'sheret, sotik lov noga. The yesh bodas, she cholim l'shoalo im noga v'huin yodea. You can ask him, did you touch it? And I said, I don't know. So he's yesh bodas lisho. Sveiko tomi, what? Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. We don't, can't believe her. Right?
So,
what? No, that doesn't make it. It's talking about the kind of thing that the suffix is on. The kind of thing is a person. A person could ask questions. Right? So therefore, the same thing over here. If the thing that we're not sure became tummy or not is something that could ask questions, then you can learn from sota. But if it's something that's inanimate, then we don't learn from sota that an inanimate object becomes tummy misote. And a person becomes tummy misote, not an inanimate object. Where it says no. Habobi de adam. Adam haya osikbo. That's only where the kli had no connection to a person. Stam was lying on the ground, and we're not sure if a sheretz blew onto it or not. Then we say, since the sotik is on something that has no connection to a person, it's an inanimate object, can't ask any questions, we don't learn that from sotik. But if a person was holding a knife, and we're not sure if he touched the tumor or not, then it's not a question on a knife that's not connected to a person. The question is, did this person touch with this knife? So that's also called Yeshivo Das Lisho, because the knife's connected to a person that has the shayla. The Nogabo and Sakim and Machar, they are the Nogabo. Hilka, in Azara, Rishus Ayachit, Sveko Tomei. Therefore, if the Azara had been Rishus Ayachit, it would have been Tomei. Nishalin Aleha, Kalomar, because any kli that the Sufik is, did it become Tomei through the actions of a person, then what's it called? Person was the one who was manipulating the kli, then the kli becomes an extension of the person. Then it's considered like Yesh Bodas Lisho. Lashon Acher, Nishalim LeBeisdin, Mateyalov. The Zeker, Nishalim means, not that it's considered like something that could ask a Shaila, but on that kind of suffix, he has the Beisdin. Nishalim Aleha Baalim, Yu Nishalim Balkorchim, Bishvila LeBeisdin, Mateyalov. He can't just say it's suffix to Mabushasayachin over here is Tar. You have to go ask a Shaila, because the Maisa, the Klau, applies to this also.